Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, it's that mad ass sucker free gorilla with the get back. Seems you forgot who you fucking with. Pistol rip pump in my lap for this. Manish and brandish your mind. Been damaging these off brands lies since 89. Hard truth to your speaker from the booth, from the Bay to Southern Cali. Central Valley, steady slumping, bumping. I'm on the mic. Dog laying in the cut to strike. Apply pressure with aggression, no stressing, but at the same time contemplating how I could bubble and push my same line. With murderous intent, convince the proletariat to listen. Decision to uprise and the wise eyes open wide. Ride or die, hit a battle cry, united for the fight, get em.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
Real spit, real the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
We the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
Back from office, it's a coffin, it's a coffin, it's feels like now.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
With that pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, pow. Get in the bunk on that mound, mound, who the realest? Never bow down, fuck they feelings. Buckle up, knuckle up, cousin this. The return of authentic hard truth spit. The Trump killer, Pence killer, Bush killer, cop killer. Pop McConnell back on my Geronimo. Flapping on him, slapping with the sound. Won't apologize, won't understand what you stand for. A compromise. Bitch, what you thought it was? Got me clapping on him, flapping while the salmon clamming up. Fishy niggas with that fishy shit. Suspect identified as any nigga riding on the fence. Now who wanna try? Colonizer, get your guns up. Niggas pumping on the first one. Coming back to blast on the maggots. Combative, no cap, it's savage. Been practicing, so the strapper through the damage. Leave him staggering, I'm back again. Rip rod with the zip ties. Nigga, feed them old fish and fuck their kids. Beast mode, fuck peace for the baby. Separated by police from their families. Seeking freedom. See, it's the American way. Saying,
warriors, come out today.
Wait on that base shit, I'm saying. Ain't nobody playing with it. Best admitted, be as cold as an ice raid with niggas.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
When I ride about us, glide by in the town, see the sign ground dust. Gentrified by the whites and the weirdos and the ones making beer with their artisan beards and man buns. Nigga, this ain't Nico. I'm Flint, Puerto Rico. I represent the blacks and immigrants from all the sheet holes. No free throws, I'm golden from the state, I'm in the paint. You try to keep a motherfucker quiet, but you can't. You can tweet that, now me believe. Ain't no motherfucker breathing that can see me. I mean it, G in me wanna let it spit and blow your brains out. No stress, ask your predecessors how I gets down. Now I'ma say it for the slow. Don't let your president get you dope. No, it's the return of the uppity nigga. You sucker stuck with me, I'm fucking any cucker. Think you rough enough to fuck with me, not fucking me. I flip the birds, stand with Kaepernick. Stacking grip with housing assistance and scholarships. No dragon energy, I'm dragging any enemy or any weakened seated celebrity on TMZ. Nigga, please, please, on track to see those. I rip the G-code, I flap that nap and get the reload. So we grow with cold cat go. Ain't no blowback, no throwback. There's immaculate MC and then the rollback. Y'all know that I'm quick to bust your motherfucking lip. Go and run and tell them, ring the bell and reach these. With troops so we see these niggas feces and teach these youngs to do for self and bleep the police and be free. Let me catch your ass coordinating with the orange Satan in your best freeze. Cause we can peel your crown to this. G's up, foes down, while the real soldiers pounce to this.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
Real spit, read the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
We the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
Back from office, it's a coffin, and it's coffin, getting filled like now.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
With that pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, pow.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? This is your host, Brother Drew X. We're calling off that Black Nation Task Force Radio. We host a lot of shows on the radio task force page. We have a show with Brother DeWater bringing esoteric knowledge. We have a show with the New Black Panther Party, which is on tonight, waiting on the commanders to get online with us. We have a new show program that's going to be once a month. With a brother who's reaching out to the youth to help the youth entrepreneur mentor program. And the brother's pretty deep into real estate and got his things going on. And And so we got a lot of different, programs. That's what we call ourselves, Black Nation Task Force. We taking on the mission to help our brothers and sisters from every way we can think of. So we got the Panther Radio. We got the esoteric knowledge, bringing knowledge that, esoteric means knowledge that's not common to everybody. It's something a lot of people are not aware of. So that's esoteric knowledge. We also have some reaching out to the children by way of Mr. Gigi Woods once a month on Thursday nights. So we're taking on that task. Let's go to the phone lines. Commander Najee is on with us. Commander Najee, you on with us?
Yes, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. All right, this is the Black Power Truth Hour with Commander Najee. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me get situated. I'm on. Keep on talking. I'll be there.
Okay, all right. So that's what we are educating on people about the Black Nation Task Force. We're bringing different programs from different points of views to help our Black Nation. And, upcoming event is coming down June the 10th in Natchez, Mississippi. They call it the Devil Punch Bowl, where a lot of our brothers and millions of our brothers and sisters were killed by Union soldiers. That's right. The ones who you thought would protect you is the ones that killed you. So it's a lot of education that we have to inform our youth on, and some of our adults. But that's what we do. Hey, New Black Panther Party members, we want to warn our people before they get destroyed. Some of the scriptures say the people perish because of lack of knowledge. And it's a lot if you don't know what, will kill you. A lot of people say what you don't know won't hurt you. Well, what you don't know will kill you and keep you dumbfounded and keep you a slave. So that's what we're doing tonight. So tonight is a New Black Counterparty night. So like we said, it's an upcoming gun march, Natchez, Mississippi, June the 10th. That'd be June the 19th for those who don't know. The brothers are going down there to show force, just being brotherhood, showing what we can do as a people once we put our head to it, showing all the different factions and groups that can come together for a common cause and common good of our people. So Natchez, Mississippi, like I said, it represented the place where our brothers and sisters were killed. And sometimes we do these demonstrations to show our ancestors, hey, we haven't forgot about you. We show our ancestors, hey, look at us now. I mean, it's a lot. So you can take a lot from these different programs and different marches and demonstrations. Also the training too. So, if you need to be trained, hey, Natchez, Mississippi, look online, look on Facebook. All over Facebook, find somebody in the militant groups, and you'll find All right, Commander Najee, back in with us. Go ahead.
Black Power family. Tonight, June 6th of 2022, our program, the Black Power Truth Hour, that was said back in 1999 in Cleveland, Ohio, at Moose Fair Spot, Clay T. Ceramics, the G9 May African Study Group, and with Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, my mentor and revolutionary father, said to Sister Genevieve, "Once you all have call it a Black Power Truth Out. Don't touch that black dial." And that's what I roll with now to this day. We, as the people, I give everybody the honor and opening of, in the name of the great Most High African God and all the divine worthies and our ancestors that came before us. And we say to you, Black Power, Assalamu alaikum, Otep, Habani Ghani, Halafia Neem, to my Christian family, praise the Lord, holy ammunition, black laws for all black people. We here tonight in the Black Power Truth Hour, and the topic and saying is the rise of our people, the New Black Panther. Why are people rising to the New Black Panther? Why the Panther? because the passion is a historic, spiritual combination of power of resisting against evil forces. And the passion God is called Basio Basset. And when you all seen the Marvel Comics movie came out, then with Pam, you see that Basset came forth. You see how the superhero got his strength from Basset. You see? But in real reality, throughout Egypt and Kemet, the black land, and when the Romans, when certain things took place and the Roman soldiers, something hit them one night. And when they were looking at the shields and their vests they put on their chest and stuff, and how all the men was, 900 men ripped and killed, and they seen the claw marks, ripped heads, ripped bodies, ripped hanging out. They see the claw marks. They're trying to figure out what the hell this came from. But the Egyptians, the spiritual people, the Egyptians and stuff. The other people say, it's real. Shit's in here. That's why everybody heard all the screaming and stuff. And people come out their house. Because all the uproar and the roar and the chain was taking place. But when everything died down, when the people came out, when they seen all the Roman soldiers ripped with them claws, the people knew what it was. It was the pastor, God, Basset. And this is what we got to understand today. That pastor is for real. And as my mentor, Dr. Khaled Dumas, warrior Paul, he said, when you see the people rise and come to the pastor, that's the sole purpose of death. That's the sole purpose of the spirit of the pastor and the people. We're talking in a certain purpose that people want to come now and be a revolutionary. The sole purpose that people want to be a revolutionary for African people, liberation struggle, to rise to the man pastor. The main rise of Matthew, people sent me to this nation. The rise of the people to the pastor, because the pastor in training and conditioning himself, to overrun any home so they get to the path. That means the pastor can become pastor. So the spirit of the pastor is in the people. And if people want to fight the evil force, the people are tired, sick and tired, and tired of being sick and tired. And now the people want to get their guns. The people want to be trained. The people in New York and Buffalo, New York, over 100 people came on board and joined. 50-something people got emails and stuff and called to the Hasim and the Hostop. And the sister out there in Buffalo, it's wildfire. And now Buffalo is becoming the fastest growing chapter in the country of the new black pastor. Everybody saying pastor, he's hurt. Because the pastor, the rise of the people to the pastor, because this is where now the people want to be compared. They want to be always on the vanguard example all time. This is what the people is now. Because the people is coming into something that they want to come with this great and divine mission. You see? And then when they come, they're going to be godly. They're going to be spiritually. They're going to be morally. They'll be culturally and social and politically and military conscious. When they come, they'll rise to the path of the people because the path of conduct is military, respectful, courageous to all people in this. The man is same in return. See, this is now, brothers and sisters, this is now has set the stage of a black radical tradition. This is about change. And Dr. Khaled Muhammad teaches that revolution as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught it, means complete constructive change. It proves that black people have always fought for the progress of a better life. The fight is clarified today in 2022 through military action. The vigor is on now. The vigor of the radical tradition of emancipation from damn gone white supremacy, white racism, white murder, and white killing from these no good bastards today. This is saying the people come to the Panther. From when you push the black nation and we push that Panther in the corner, that Panther come out and destroys and kill everything before him. And that was about to take place. Uh-oh. That was about to take place. Now the people rising to the Panther. Rising to freedom. Rising to self-determination. This is a world domination by imperialism. Huh? That's what's happening right now in the old USA. Become the number one imperialist power because the economic strength of Europe has been destroyed. Huh? U.S. political domination was based on economic relationships exploiting the people, natural resources of the third world. Huh? This is what we got to understand, and this is causing a karma. The karma sets the set the great stage now of self-determination. The karma is bringing the people now. Now the people is catching up. Now the people is the energy to the Black Power Liberation Movement is more than it ever was before, because the people and the ideology slow down over capitalism. And it's part of this debate today is united blacks in revolutionary pacifism, revolutionary black nationalism. The moral power of this collective strength of black nationalism headed by militant radical tradition together, leading our political forces in this self-determination debate now of pacifism and black power socialism. We must come and understand what's taking place, because what is the new Black Panther, the Black Liberation People Movement, the Black Armed Guard, the Black Liberation Army, the National Black Liberation Front? We, the new Black Panthers, are calling on all able-bodied, original African Asiatic Black Indigenous Melanated Native men and women to organize and form the neighborhood watch, merely self-defense militia. We know and believe we can protect ourselves by organizing local and regional national grassroots defense corps to our people in our community, no matter religion, ideology, ethnic group, nationality, tribe, status, culture, or creed. It is critical that each one must teach one as well, all lead in a helping hand and get involved. The reality, we are under attack, and we must be prepared on all levels. We must train our mind, body, and spirit to be vigilant, uncompromising, unshaken. We must stay committed to endure till the end. No fear, no jumping. We stay in till the long haul. We believe that firearms and hand-to-hand combat training should be put to the use for self-defense, not self-inflict. We further believe conflict resolution is a must to de-escalate and end this misguided aggression among each other and all ourselves of all black people. The Holy Quran 2:19-22:39. The Bible, Revelation 16:6, Revelation 19:2, the Isaiah, the Torah 49:26 is God's law for those under attack in harm's way to protect themselves and fight back in self-defense against any aggression. The first law of nature being the act of self-preservation, fear that, and self-defense. Furthermore, white law of USA. The Second Amendment calls for the right of the people to bear arms and form a well-regulated militia necessary to the security of a free state, further stating that this amendment should not be infringed upon. We are the right direction. When I started the MBLM in 2010, the restoration of the BLA in the 21st century, the BLA was a black underground. It also concept per dating the 60s and 70s, referring to slave uprising, insurrection against oppression, slavery, kidnapping, human trafficking, and oppressive government. We today follow in the footsteps of those fighting for their human rights, defending themselves against any aggression to eliminate the shackles of bondage from a system of oppression and tyranny by this no-good cracker and the system of white supremacy. Yes, right. And this is what we must understand in 2022. It's kill or be killed. It's time for the people now rising and coming to the pastor. And when black men stand for us, as Dr. Kelly just said when I asked you out, it's time for us to be saints, savers, soldiers, scholars, healers, and killers. You know what I'm saying? I just told you, break time, black power, 2 hours, don't touch that black guy. Black power.
Black power, and that's Commander Najee putting his spin on what's happening. And so now we're seeing that the USA is now fear of the black of the rise, the rise of a black planet. Now they got to make gun legislative laws. It's not because of the little shooters. They had that all the time. Now they're starting to see these black militias and the Black Panthers members and people to start bear arms and wants to march and demonstrate. So now we have to make gun rules and gun laws. Yes, yes, yes. You know the Bible and all other books predicted there'll become a time that the Humpty Dumpty, who fell off the wall, was broken, will be put back together again. And so now they know what time it is. Now they're trying to go into defense mode to prevent the rise of a black messiah. And a messiah is not an individual. It's a group of individuals. Messiah is not one. It's many. So we just saying, you know, we have to be aware. Our enemy is aware. So we have to be aware. And as Commander was saying, people are flocking into the MBPP. People are looking for leadership and guidance. People are tired of being oppressed, depressed by this enemy. And a lot of brothers and sisters, they, you know, some of them feel like, hey, let's just fight it out, man. Hell, what can we lose? We probably win. Most likely we will. You know, it's already been predicted that we'll win. So it's all we need to be trained well, organized, and unity. Yeah, unity is the key to overthrowing anything, surviving anything. You have to be united as a people. You have to have a common goal. What's our goal? What's our mission? Who's our enemy? Once you know your enemy, you can start formulating everything else. So, you know, Commander said people flocking. You know, what happened up in Buffalo to our brothers and sisters? Oh, that was ridiculous. They make it look like it was an isolated incident. It was just a mental episode, you know, but there's a cunning cracker that we deal with. He's cunning. They let one go. And you know what? You know, just a question. I wonder what happened to these people that they arrest. We don't ever see them anymore. Are they in jail or are they somewhere chilling on an island somewhere? It's a question. You never see news stories done about some of these killers. They go to jail and then they fade away. Hey, are they in jail? Is this a program? You know what I mean? I don't know. We don't know. We really can't say because we don't never see no follow-up on these people in jail. Hey, so I don't even know if they're in jail, Commander Najee.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's something to think
part
about.
Two,
you know what I'm saying? Cause
of the Black Power 2009. We are building on an uncompromising legacy. The uncompromising legacy is the Black Power General, the internal leader of the new Black Panther Party, Dr. Caleb G. Muhammad. We are holding the line and embodying the points, 7 and point 12 of the program, to end white supremacy, police brutality, and senseless murder on black people by building the local black people's militia. We stand to continue bringing the street pride convention in Memphis. We're bringing the gang summit together because we got to form a radical revolutionary collective power force. Why I say that? Because my mentor, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, by building on the foundation and legacy that he laid, Tony Malik Doulas-Shabazz, he's the Supreme General and Chairman of his organization. He made me the General National Prime Minister. I'm second in command behind him because Dr. Khaled made it like that. It's in the writings prior to his passing to all his fathers, all his and her instructions to turn Malik Doulas-Shabazz and his greatest warrior student, Prince Naji Shaprat Duma. Take it or leave it alone. He was the Minister of Defense, Queen Cat, West Coast Regional Minister, National Assistant, National Spokesman of the Nation of Islam. From his rebellion in the late 70s to his dismissal in 94. In 1996, he was in position as spokesperson for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense by Aaron Michaels and David Foreman, who were the founders along with Black Panther Militia and our elder, Amuja Jarabu, and Black Panther Vanguard, yet many other collective Black Panther groups. By 1997, he was positioned as national chair and held the position until his mysteriously death in 2001. He mainly revolutionized black nationalism, pastoralism, black power, socialism, and black liberation theology and self-defense, where we hold the line today with down to this day. We're not playing. And to all our people, we say, as Khaled said, in the name of the Most High and ancestors, reading to the melanated black world, the time is here. We will not be intimidated by our enemy. We will show no fear. We will not compromise the spiritual culture and social integrity of our people. We will not retreat from battle set as a tactic to gain the device built to advance. We will train our mind, body, and spirit in the warrior methods of our ancestors. We will study other warrior methods only as a means of determining how to more devices defeat them. We will remember that those who we consider the masters of death, destruction, and domination could never have defeated us without our assistance. They are not that good. We will never vent our rage against family. We will protect our elders and temperate the children. We will show our people, enemies, only the mercy they demonstrate toward us. We will listen to no other propaganda that of the original African, Asiatic, Black, Indigenous, Melanated, and Native people warriors who came before me and who now stand at my side. We will not individually judge our enemies. Enemies understood in the context of nations at war. And to all members, new members who want to join in to the new Black Panther Party, I give Dr. Khaled's words, we call it our welcome letter. The welcome letter on behalf of the National Central Black Power Staff of the new Black Panther Party welcomes you into the strongest and the boldest in the hell of North America. If you that are interested, you have chosen to join a revolutionary black nationalist organization with leaders like Tony Malik Doulas-Shabazz, and in return to the fearless general, national prime minister, Prince Najee Shaka Abdu Muhammad, that has been mentored and trained by Dr. Khaled Abdu Muhammad. We say to you, coming into the strongest and the boldest, the MBBP, because the course and the choice you have made will lead you to a totally different view of yourself and the world. The decision you have made will be a life-changing one. It will be the beginning of the greatest opportunity around for you to make a great change for liberation for your people. It will also give you the chance to grow physically, mentally, and spiritually in the world. The new Black Panther Party takes pride in being able to offer you a wealth of information and inspiration to assist you in your personal journey, building a strong Black army to defend the Black nation. The reality is we are at war and in the fight on all levels, and we must get prepared. We are only representation of the Black nation. We stand for those who cannot stand. We fight for those who cannot fight. And we are the voiceless, voice of the voiceless. And our mantra is freedom or death. And anybody like to say anything? I know we have a bunch of callers online. I'll let our great revolutionary Black Power host, QX, take it from here. Black Power.
All right, Black Power, anybody want to get in with us, press 1 on the phone. We'll get you in. As Commander Najee said, he will send out greetings and salutations and welcomes to anybody who want to join the MBPP. Get on that Facebook, and you can find us. You can Google New Black Panther Party. You can find us on the social medias. Also, a lot of people might want to know, why should I be a part of the MBPP? Well, let me give you a little history of things, how things were before the Panther Party arrived on the scene. Let's go back to the Oakland Panthers. Before people were getting their ass whooped left and right, there was nobody to stand up to the cracker. There was nobody to say nothing. To Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale created the Black Panther Party. They came out one day armed. See, sometimes people don't listen to you when you ain't not armed. So that's why we say arm yourself or harm yourself, because your enemy is armed. And if you're not armed, they don't respect you. They figure they can just abuse you and do whatever they want to do to you. But when you are, people have to think how to approach you. So that's the reason that we say we have to arm ourselves, because it's a tool. Our weapon is just a tool, if needed, to be used, you know, because, like I said, whatever your enemy has, you might want to have also, too, because one of the scriptures say fight fire with fire. Hey, you shut me fire, we fire. And that's what we do in self-defense. You know, we always been defending ourselves from attacks. We've never been the aggressor. We're only defending ourselves. So we're saying to our brothers and sisters who might want to come into the new Black Panther Party, we're building brothers and sisters to protect our nation. That's all we're doing. We're not a terrorist group. We've been labeled as, you know, but you have to look at who's labeling us as the people who control the media. So we from our mouth to your ears, we are brothers and sisters here to stand for your rights, stand for our rights, stand for our children's rights, our grandchildren's rights, and we're standing on what our ancestors started. Different groups came before the Panther Party, the Deacon for Self-Defense. There was a lot of different groups. It's always been some people who would stand up and fight back. Man Turner, it's always been groups and individuals who would stand and fight. So and when we say stand and fight in self-defense, we're defending ourselves from attacks. You don't see no Black man going around shooting people up. But we done seen plenty of whiteness. We done seen plenty long wolves. We done seen plenty of that. So what we're saying, why the MBPP? Hey, it's a group that's trying to stand for our brothers and sisters. So if you had a desire to protect your neighborhood and to protect your people, then join forces, because, hey, we all link up together. We make that great mighty army that's been prophesied that will come and protect our brothers and sisters. I mean, and without it, we're doomed to fail. We're doomed to keep getting abused. And, you know, we've been on a lot of missions. Like I said, if it wasn't for the Oakland, California Panther Parties, a lot of people back in the 60s would still be getting their heads split. And his brothers came out and locked and loaded and told the police, don't touch that man no more. I mean, it takes a special type of person to do that, to stand up and defend others. So if you're that special type of person, then join the MBPP. All right, Commander, anything else? All right. Commander, just jump back in when you want to check your mute. But that's where we're at, and right now we're getting ready to do a maneuver in Natchez, Mississippi. Natchez, Mississippi, June 19th. Why Natchez, Mississippi? Well, in Natchez, Mississippi, the Union soldiers, not the rebel soldiers, not the ones with the flag, but the ones that we joined forces with, our ancestors joined forces with to fight against the South. It was the North soldiers who, in Natchez, Mississippi, murdered a lot of our ancestors. Yes, a lot of people don't know about that. That's why they want to take the textbooks and the language out of the schools. They don't want the youth to know what actually happened to them, because when the youth know what happened to them, they have to actually figure out who the enemy is. But now they want to trick the youth. But I say we always start school at home. You teach, you let school teach, then you reteach. Yeah, yes, you let them teach and you reteach, because the truth must come out. All fairy tales must die. We must get rid of all the fairy tales, the Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny. We got to let all that shit go. We got to renew our mind as a people. Yes, your mind must be renewed. In the Bible, it says born again. Your mind must be born again out of the lies and the tricks of the devil. We don't call it like that, since we're going to do a little spiritual talking. So, we're a group that don't care about your spirituality. All we ask you to do is to come in and love your people and be ready to kill or die for your people in self-defense. So that's all we ask. So, if you're religious, keep that to yourself. But we are spiritual people. But if you're religious, we don't force nothing on nobody, and you can't force nothing on us. We've been around a long time. A lot of the seasonal members, his brothers and sisters, been doing this almost 30 years. Commander Najee been around since the beginning. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz been around since the beginning. I almost got about 30 years on it myself. So that's what I'm saying. We're not just here talking. We sacrificed a lot on the behalf of brothers and sisters. We lost a lot. We done gained a lot. Hey, but we ain't, we still in the fight, and we still building, and still looking for the brother and sister with the like minds to keep on defending our country and our nation. And when I say our country, I'm talking about that black nation. Let me make sure I say that right. But, it would be smooth if we was all respected what we could defend our country, but our country is not our country. Our country don't like us. Our country is trying to find a way to kill us off, like the Native Americans were killed off. Yeah, so if we're not careful, we will repeat the same mistakes that happened to other Native Americans that were here. The 40 acres and the mule that we speak of, hey, they're just trying to put us on that. 40 acres, the whole black nation, where they want you on 40 acres, and that won't be good for a whole black nation to be on 40 acres, the first people of the planet be reduced to just 40 acres. Hey, but that's what it is. They got all types of ways they're killing us. We have to kill ourselves, and we ain't going to go into the black-on-black crime, because everybody killed themselves. But the genocide is much stronger in the black neighborhood. Drugs is much stronger in the black neighborhoods. Science, wickedness against our people is much stronger, because we have no one that stand up and fight for us in these politics. Yeah, politics is politics. So that's where we're at. Commander Najee, you still on with me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, you want to jump back in?
Yeah. See, what was going on, a certain time, a certain energy of a spiritual arouse happened over a certain point in time. See, when karma of the enemy gets to a certain intent, then that spirit of that energy returns. And it's like you see in the reality or fiction realm, you could say, you see when things are going bad with everything, what happened? The rise of the Panther. Huh? Right now, of our very life, we see in the reality the spirit and the rise of the people to the Black Panther. Panther. And now, white folks going back to the old Wild Wild West. You don't need no license for no gun. You don't need no permit for no gun. They like, in their own circle, all that niggas had the guns. We got more American guns. They don't get to kill themselves. That's what they're saying. That's why they allow all this no license, no permits now. Oh, yeah. But at the same time, the conscious ones, the intelligent ones, and that's why in 2015 it said it was 68 black armed groups in America. Now it's 434. Woo, there it is. Huh? And they got documentaries now talking about the rise of black owning guns for protection of property, protecting their family. Huh? But the most dangerous part they don't like is like people that come home from Iraq and Afghanistan. Huh? But they're not going to the police force. They're not joining Secret Service. They're not joining FBI. They're joining the black military group and training everybody. Huh? They don't like the Grandma Pratt Gun Club. They don't like that. That's right. They don't like because I formed a new Black Liberation Militia. Now back with the new Black Panther. Huh? They don't like that. They don't like to see the progressive forces that come together now, locked and loaded. That's the only damn language that crackers understand. That's the only language that crackers respect. That's the only thing this damn going to know, good bastard respects and understand. The only thing is bleeding and killing and dying, war, bloodshed, and revolution. That's the only thing, that's my mentor and revolutionary father said. The only thing this cracker respects power. As Minister Malcolm X, the father of the Black Revolution, says power does not take a back step in front of power. Power corrupts power. Power is greater than the conviction and oppression and tyranny, he said. Hmm? You can see China taking the back step of Brother Mao. You don't see North Vietnam taking a step back with Ho Chi Minh. He said, look at the North Koreans and stuff. Huh? They send them across the Alleluia. They got a damn gone a rifle, a bore rice, and some sneakers. And sending the damn gone Marines, sending the US GIs across the Alleluia. Why? Because a white man can't win a guerrilla warfare anywhere on the planet. Why he's winning? And Malcolm said, the college, I do Muhammad, my mentor, relative for upraise. He appraised them 45 years later from time of mouth. Look what's happening now. Look what's going on. A black relic took place in 2020. A black gun, black armed groups and stuff. A black relic. And that was a shock to white America. This is why the white militia and all them crackers burn Russell Capitol. Same way they burn Russell Capitol, same way was we did with the Civil War. Based on who can control these niggas. Black power.
Black power. All right, y'all. We'll give you one more chance to get in with us. I'm looking at the caller line. Press 1 on the phone if you want to get in with us. Hey, we on. This is the Black Power Truth Hour. And we on every week. Same time, 10 p.m. Central. So you know, if you just want to listen, that's fine. We don't force nothing, but we do like participation to see where we're coming from. We do like brothers and sisters, just chime in, let us know what you think. You know, because you know we all can paint a better picture when we get different perspectives. So that's all we're saying. But we don't force nothing. You press 1 on your phone, we'll get you right in with us. I sent a link out to a lot of brothers and sisters, a lot of recruits. I got a lot of new recruits. Also, Commander Najee, so I sent a link out and the phone number out. So we'll see, you know, hopefully they being educated on what's our mindset in the NBPP.
That's great. That's great.
Yes, sir. We're defenders of our people, and some of us are longtime fighters, and we've seen a lot of atrocities, man. We've seen a lot. Some of the shit that will give you post-traumatic stress, some of the things we've seen, from hangings to dragons to rapes. I mean, stuff that you've seen in the old 50s and 60s movies, this shit still goes on today. And that's why you need an MBPP. See what I'm saying? You know,
that's right.
We come back. Yeah, that's why you need it, because it's still people that's attacking us as a group of people. And to be truthful about the whole situation, the attacks will never stop until we stop it. They won't go away. You can't vote it away, because this enemy was made to attack us. This shit is bigger than you think. And so the enemy was made to kill, steal, and destroy us. And so it won't go away until you one day address it. It's almost like your mom and dad told you, if somebody picking on you, you're going to have to fight back. Well, that's what we're telling you right now. It ain't going to go away, and I can't fight you, and the Creator can't fight your battle for you unless you get overwhelmed, then he'll jump in. But he gave you the same power that they have and more. Yeah, you got more, because you was the first people on this planet, first warriors, first everything. Hey, but you lost your way because someone stole you and broke you down mentally and psychologically. So, but you have to get that back. That's what we say. We have to be, our minds have to be reborn again into who we were as a people. Then we'll come back into our greatness. And that's one thing you do for your children and your grandchildren. Teach them their greatness. You know, the books, I'm kind of glad they're taking this shit out of the school, because in the books they say we were slaves. We were never slaves. We were enslaved. Two different things, two different words. Enslaved means we were captured and conquered and put into bondage. But before that, we were kings and queens and the first doctors, Imhotep. We was everything that you see in modern medicine. We were doing it back then. Buildings, skyscraper, pyramids back then. But we were conquered. Our mind, and when I say we were conquered, they conquered the mind. It's the worst conquering of all. When you control someone's mind, you control their ass. When you control their mind, you control their ass. So it's almost like a pimp when he gets his women. He tell them what they're going to do. They don't know why they're doing it, because he has their mind, and they give him the money. I mean, it's just an illustration. What I'm saying. So this is how it is with the white man and the black man. The white man has been pimping us for years, and they control the masses of our people mind, but we have the mutations. The MVP and the brothers and sisters who stand up, we the mutation. We have mutated from being under mind genocide. And so now we are thinking with our own minds and able to formulate and come up with our own plans to stand up. We don't need to be guided and domesticated like animals. Yeah, you know, leading us to the slaughter. We can see the slaughter. We see what you're doing. So, hey, Commander, I'll yield back to you.
Yes, Black Power family, this is a great moment in time. This is a time, an era of continuing the legacy of revolutionary, militant, black radicalism against oppressive, systematic system of white supremacy. Kick it in the ass and pray it to the goddamn knees. That's what we must do. In the name of God and the ancestors.
That's right. So anything else, Commander, before we get out? This has been the Black Power Speak.
Anybody on the line?
Yeah, we got people online.
Anybody online with the same time?
Yeah, just press 1 on your phone. I don't never just open up the lines unless you press 1, because I did that before
right,
in one episode,
right.
And I heard some stuff I shouldn't have heard. That's all I want to say. So I don't open up the lines unless they press 1 on the line. But we will get some other brothers and sisters on here next time we out that will speak. You know, sometime we have, I don't know if it's this is some type of strategy to fill up our caller lines with people that won't speak, because out of you see this every week, people not speaking. It might be a strategy just somebody just holding our lines up. But we'll figure it out, because I invite certain people next time that have a voice. You know, but like I said, if you're just listening and learning, cool. We'll say that, you know, thank you and bright power to you for listening and learning. But that's where we at, Commander. Black Power Truth Hour.
Yes, sir.
All right. And we'll make that announcement. Go ahead.
Happy to be getting to keep the show back going and get it back like we used to have it and stuff. You know, we had
right.
a lot of calling, a lot of people talking and interaction
right.
and stuff with the show. It was real good. We got to get back to that, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes,
but
sir.
We will.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, it's going to, yeah, I mean, as we keep getting, you know, passing the word out, I don't think we're sending the message to all our listeners and all our brothers and sisters. Yeah, once we start letting
right,
brothers
right.
and sisters know we own, hey, the caller
right.
lines already feel up. Yeah, but it's going to be really on then. So and we're just asking the brothers who just on, if you don't want to participate in on the phone line, just listen on the link and let the other brothers and sisters that's trying to call
right.
in, they might want to have to make dialogue, let them have a chance to speak. Hey, but this is MBPP, the Black Power Truth Hour, Commander Najee Muhammad. Hey, we're just bringing you real talk. Anything else, Commander, before we get out of here?
Well, I'm saying, all I can say is this. Turn inward to the inner self. Stay focused. Train your mind, your soul, and your heart. Because when you understand that kumuluku of yourself, that's the internal power, the God in I. And that's what our ancestors practiced. The high moral spiritual codes of our ancestors are Maya and the Guza and Zaba. And that's what we got to stand up as a people, a spiritual people, a divinely people. And that's why our people need information and inspiration. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power. Now, I'm just adding something, you know, be careful. Watch the soft targets, brothers and sisters. Those with the mind of military science, those with the mind of protecting our people, you know, look out for the soft talkers, look out for the schools, look out for the churches, the grocery stores, because we realize this probably going to happen again at a bigger level. And so if we out there being vigilant and watching for soft targets of people, you know, just use your common sense. You can tell when people up to something or look suspicious. Be mindful. You see somebody grab a rifle out of their car, and heading into a spot, hey, you got the right to take self-defense and find out what's happening. You got the right to protect the people. You have that right. If a felony is going down, you have the right to intervene and do what you think that next person would do to save them their lives. So that's what I'm saying. So look out for our brothers and sisters. Be vigilant at the schools, the churches, the stores, any event. Just be on alert. Don't be just out there mindless and like everything is peaceful, and because there's always somebody that's looking to take advantage of a soft target. So one of our jobs is to be vigilant, and you be safe out there yourself. Be watchful always. Always look behind your back. A lot of brothers and sisters just walk, never look behind. Look up, look down, look like you're crossing the street, look left or look right all the time. Make it part of your habit to look left, look right, look up, look back. All right, y'all. So we'll see y'all again. We're going to close out with this song, and we'll see y'all again next week, and we'll get some more people on here wanting to have some dialogue. So, but we'll see y'all again next week.
Shall break every chain. Thank you.